Welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. If you've made it this far, welcome. I'm not sure what I wanted to talk about today, but I did have a few things on my mind. And what better place to address it than here? In my first podcast, which was yesterday, I kind of talked about silence and what it really means to be silent. And today I wanted to talk about something that's kind of similar, but it may not be. Recently, I was thinking about all the degrees and certificates that I have, and many people have these things as well. And one of the things about degrees and certificates, I wonder how valuable are these things really? Because we do a degree, and then a few years later, or even a few months later, you can't recall the things that you did your first year, or even your second year, or even your final year at university. In reality, you just remember the things that you do every day in your job, if you're lucky enough to find a job that's related to your degree. So, makes me wonder, is it really worth it to go spend several years at the university to gain an education on things you don't even remember anymore? So, is it really valuable to have a degree, or can you just take a simple course to show that you know how to do XYZ? Because a degree doesn't really prove that you know anything, because by the time you complete your degree, you already forgot the things that you did day one. We should have more training courses specific to a job function that you're looking for. Even something as medicine, doctors spend many years studying, but if you ask them a first year biology question, they may not know the answer to that, and they very well may not even need to know the answer to that, because their field of work is so specific, even to somebody that's working in the business field. They might possess an MBA, but they're not working in an area where they need to remember much marketing. And if you ask them to discuss different marketing strategies, they may not be able to do that. So, makes you wonder, how valuable are these things, and were they even invented to educate us, or was it just a way to siphon income from people? I'm not saying that an education is not valuable. In fact, an education is perhaps the most valuable thing that you can pursue. But for the amount of time that you're given to these endeavors, to pursue fancy papers with your names on it, can you reciprocate that information every single day, even though you claim to know the information? I would say almost in all cases, everyone would answer no to that. But that goes with a lot of things, not just academics. You know, if somebody learns to cook, they may know the ingredients the first few times that they did it. So on the 10th attempt to make the same dish, there's no need for them to look at the recipe because they have memorized it to the point where they no longer need that document to tell them how to fry an egg or whatever the case may be. While there is value in recalling that information, that document is now lost because there is no need to reference it. The document may have referenced specific storing techniques and ways to prepare different things, but you no longer remember those things because you have perfected the concept your way and you've made it your own. So that document no longer has value. So that might apply to the same thing as getting a fancy degree. Now, one of the things that comes to our mind when we think about being silent, which is what I attempted to claim this podcast would be about, is to discuss silence in all its ways and in realizing that silence isn't really silent at all. And when we think about silence, one of the most common things that come to mind is meditation. And meditation is something that I have tried myself. I by no means very good at it. I try to practice it as often as possible, but I never seem to be able to do more than 5 to 10 minutes at the time. However, I do see value in it. Meditation allows you to listen to yourself internally without actually thinking. It's just thoughts or nothingness flowing in your mind, and you get to know yourself a lot in those few minutes you spend meditating. A lot of people talk about special ways to meditate and things you need to do, and you know, and the most common ones is like focusing on your breathing as you close your eyes, breathe in, breathe out. Pay attention to the rise and fall of your chest and the sensations that you feel. And you keep doing this until you almost hypnotize yourself to the point where you're unconsciously noticing your breath, your feelings, and it's almost as though you're floating in your mind and you start to see things that you're not even thinking about because you're trying not to think. You're trying to just focus on one thing. But even through that, you see how powerful your mind is. It's able to create something even in nothingness. So that's something that I've always wondered about, is that even if you're not exposed to something, you're able to think about it. Like, if I were to tell you to think about a dinosaur that was able to fly and swim and climb. Now, to my knowledge, there's no dinosaur that's able to do all three of those things. But you're able to imagine that, even as I say it. You know, so it's it's really interesting to know that our mind is capable of filling in the gaps where we lack the understanding. Even real dinosaurs, we have no 100% proof what they look like. Even today, there's mysteries surrounding that. But our minds are able to create these things. One of the thoughts that I've had is that, what if we're all just thoughts in the mind of some powerful being, and the being is so powerful that his thoughts are able to become conscious and start thinking on their own? It's kind of weird to think about that, because when we're dreaming or when we're thinking and we think about people in our mind, we see them as actual real people having conscious thoughts and actions and responding to us in our mind. You know, when they say things like, let's say we're having a conversation with somebody in our mind, we're able to give these people words to respond to us. So in that moment, that thought is conscious almost, right? Because only a conscious being can respond to you. And yes, you are the one that's given it consciousness. So you're making that thought conscious. So why would it be so weird to think that some powerful being is able to think about billions of people and simultaneously giving them all conscious thoughts? Because to my knowledge, there's no limit as to how much people we can think about in our mind. I'm sure we can all think about a billion people. We have no idea what that might look like. But if you close your eyes and just start to picture it, you can start seeing people and more people and more people and more people until your mind is content that that is a billion people. And then you could times that by 7 and see 7 billion people or 10 billion people. There's no limit because it's in your mind. You can think about as many people or things that you want. So then the argument can be, if there's no limit, then why is there only 7 billion people in the world if some super being is thinking about them? And the answer to that is, it's not limited to 7 billion people. People are born every day, and it's getting closer and closer to 8 billion, and then 9 billion, and then 10 billion. So the rate at which people are being brought into the world is much greater than we can understand anyway. So it's not like, we're saying that this being is not capable of thinking about more people, when some of us, we see 100 people on the street and get confused. Well, that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about in today's episode of the podcast, and I hope that anyone listening to this will find value in it and be able to continue thinking about these things. And if you're listening and you're interested in the things that I say, you know, I'll keep talking about these things and how they make me feel and why I even think about them in the first place. Alright, well, that being said, I will talk to you or to myself on the next one.